Bonsoir, mesdames, messieurs. It is Sunday, November 30, 2014, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the wintry beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Sanity by Skinwalker. And I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. You're listening to Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme. Your lust. The throttle, the glide. You want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high. You ride. My lust.
Everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers, each other up in prison. prison yards. Drama, where did you start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a fucking kill. Body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler. Purchased my range. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous Christine's got their work to complain. Women left me because they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace. Light a load. See now the king is straight. Swallowing my melon because none of these brothers real heard they were. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy. I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now. All I need is one mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. The cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic. One mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
Oh, taking control of me. I hate you for always giving me from myself. I hate you for always choosing me and not someone else. I hate you for always pulling me back from the edge. I hate you for every God war show I watch.
Oh, and fishnet stockings is sexy?
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Do you?
Absolutely. I think.
And what do you smoke?
Cigarettes.
What brand?
Oh, Marlboro.
Ding, 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 ding. That's so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, we're two peas in a pod, because so do I.
We should smoke together forever.
Very forward of you, mister. You called me in. What did you want to see me about, other than this forever business?
Well, I love the dress. I think it's very pretty. But I see those stockings that you're wearing, and I just kind of wonder how high up they go.
Oh, to the heavens. To the Valley of Eden.
Wow. I've never been there. They tell me it's nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're missing out, buddy.
Maybe you can show me what the heavens look like.
Maybe. Maybe.
Please?
Please? You don't sound convincing enough.
Okay.
I need to hear real.
Okay.
Begging and pleading, mister.
Do you want to see a grown man cry?
Again?
Ouch.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here it goes.
Let me know.
Please. Please take off the dress. I'm begging you.
No bueno. Not good at all.
Take off the goddamn dress.
Try harder.
Okay. Do it for the people. For the people that are watching. Well,
first, for them to see it, you got to be convincing enough. You got to make me want to do it. I'm not convinced right now. I'm waiting.
If I had $1 million, I'd go put it in the bank, come back and tell you, hey, I got $1 million in the bank. Now, can I see your stockings?
What's that got to do with me? Are you putting it in my bank account?
I'm just happy because I have
How much of that is going in my bank account?
I'll give you half.
And you'll sign to that?
Mm-hmm. But first.
You're on. No more. Let's start. Get me in first class, buddy. What happened? Okay, well, I guess it's me and you. I have all my things. I'm not missing anything. No way.
Where did you come from?
Oh. Just a long, long flight.
feel a little tired, but I'm here. I made it.
First class.
First class, indeed. For most of the flight, I ended up getting booted out, staying a bit naughty. But I guess we can go forward with our negotiations.
Okay. Did you bring the stockings? I see you're wearing them, actually.
Yes, sir.
That's more than that bargain for.
Really? Oh, well, they go on forever. And ever. And ever.
They look very nice.
So, where are we heading?
To heaven.
Oh, I'm taking you there. Is that it?
I'm counting on it.
Count me in. All I need is the briefcase.
Okay. Half a million, like we talked today.
Awesome. Well, let's get started, shall we? You ready? I am. Oh, yeah, baby.
Just close your eyes and hypnotize you. What's this?
Check out, now check out.
Lulu Love here, and hi Sandra London, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to be on your site, thank you. What attracted me originally to women is, you know, their beauty, you know, they're pretty, they're sweet, they're sensual, it's a whole different kind of sex. What's different is how complicated women are and how difficult it is, you know, whenever you're in a relationship, because I'm really kind of a, more of a relationship person, and then, like, don't get me wrong, I have done my one-night stands, but women, it's different, you want to get to know them, and, you know, see what they're about, see what makes them tick. Turn on the same women, it's confidence, but not being too cocky. You know, the really pretty girl that's like, about everything, doesn't turn me on. They can be beautiful, and open their mouth, and not be the brightest crayon in the crayon box, and that could turn me off on also. I like a spunky, smart, sophisticated woman with, you know, like a dirty side and, you know, takes care of themselves. And the reason why I don't date women anymore is it is very, very complicated. And I get attached easily when it comes to women. So that's another reason why I don't bang the chicks. Oh, well, the most daring sexual experience I ever had was at this older lady's house. And it was me and a couple other girls who were about my age. We were all like 18, 19, and she was like in her 30s. And there was like five or six of us, and we all had sex with one another. And I'll let you use your imagination on that one. I have a pit bull, and a German Shepherd pain in the ass. They are the sweetest, cutest, most annoying, terrorizing dogs that you could possibly have. But a good thing about them, well, a pit bull is two, and he has one blue eye, and he's like a brown coat. He's like a pit lab mix. And he's cute, and he weighs like 80, 85 pounds, and he's just a big baby, but he loves to hunt lizards all day long. His face gets all scratched up. He's like missing a little piece of his nose. It's so sad. But we have a white German Shepherd named Ida. I don't know if I said Prince's name. It's Prince Anita. She's a white German Shepherd. She's also two. They're about 2 months apart. And she's a big baby. She gets, like, picked on by other dogs. And needless to say, she doesn't get to play with every dog that we come in contact with. And she likes to bark, which is very annoying. But one thing about them, whenever we first got them, like, I wasn't into, like, the big health thing or losing weight. But once we got them, we started walking with them more, and that's when I started actually deciding that I wanted to lose weight. But one more cute thing. Prince gets hurt a lot. He's been bit by a snake. He fell down a flight of stairs. He runs his head into walls all the time, and I got bruises on my shin to prove that, too. He's gotten 7 staples in his leg from jumping on a little metal thing, and I know there's more, I just can't think of it. And all things that ever happened to Ida is she got stung by a bee and her ear swole up, so she can tell you can see who's winning the money battle. I'm actually I'm actually getting ready to do, I guess you can call it kind of a mainstream DVD. It's going to be like me personal with me and B, but it's going to be like really high definition. We're going to the famous Jack Watson's house and his studio, and he's going to like just shoot an amazing video. We're going to knock it out in 2 days, so that's going to be one of the probably the toughest things I've ever had to overcome since getting into the industry. But it's going to be exciting because from there, maybe, you know, I might make not many of them, but I've always wanted to, like, design a shirt, maybe do, like, a cute little poster. Who knows? I like to do fun stuff like that. But to my fans, you know, just keep expecting me doing what I do, having fun and having a couple orgasms along the way. And if you'd like to see more of me, you can come to leelulove.com. That's www.leelulove.com. See you soon.
Done it, man. with them hundreds folks. Skelet on their front post, but you know they got gold. 79, Coochaville, heard a cow got a grill. Interstate 65, headed down to Cashville, Glassville, to the tippy top, back deep, bend, spent my last cent on the rent. Left a pocket lens, a damn shame, gotta grind, anything and everything. And that crack home, from the county line with Mary Jane. Long time a gravel road to Captain Payne, and sold my soul to hell and back and back and forth with same jeans and happy pros.
Après on soit qu'est-ce que tu me gardes, je te regarde.
Sandra London, and you're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is called Hot Housekeeping. It's about what happens when three is company. A very full house, indeed.
How do you say that?
I don't know, I'm about to start. Hello? You're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up that's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you're cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, yes, good, good boy, Patrick, I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario, I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick, you must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come, come. I want to spend a quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I just wanted to show Patrick how to wax. My ass.
What is going on in there?
The glass, nothing. I'm showing him how to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, baby. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's this little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. I'm going to work on it, and we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you'll see it, and our faces will be out of hiding. Good night. I'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. Stay tuned. I'm about to read you a very naughty erotic story of mine. It's called Sex in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Why can't I say that word correctly? You want to help me out here, Zach? Automobile.
Automobile.
Automobile. It's just south of me. Sorry. But yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun. Hello, world. Tonight's bedtime story is called Sex on Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Dear Diary.
Vroom, vroom.
Squeak, squeak. Squeal. A hush. Muffled giggle.
Was that light there before?
Are you sure you know this area? Are the flight attendants sleeping?
Put your legs here.
Oh, hold on. My neck's getting stiff.
Hold on, someone's coming here. Put your head under the covers. Stay down. Keep your mouth where it is.
Oh my. Okay. I really need some air for a second. Gosh, I don't remember your cock being that big. Is this the lighting?
Oh, your pussy feels so tight.
Passenger seat or back seat? Recline or straight up? Condoms or peanuts? An extra blanket and towel, if we play? A tissue? Napkins? Seat indentations on the skin? Rug burn? Darkness? A light switch? Mystery? Is that your cock or the stick shift? Does it matter? Start, stop, shift. Redress, ease away slowly. Oh, what fun it is to ride while riding in an automobile or on a train. Now, I have yet to fuck on a plane, but I have given head while my then boyfriend's parents are sleeping right next to it. How bold, how daring, ghastly even. Yet, hey, what can you do? Blame it on the menses. It was that lovely time. Okay, excruciating time when nature calls. Being stuck in the air was the absolute worst for this sort of conundrum. I promised your diary. The only reason I was so very, very naughty was because it took my mind off pain. Oh boy, did it ever. Furthermore, if you can make yourself laugh, okay, not with your mouth full, but perhaps interspersed with the dick and mouth action, then that can't help but relieve the tension incurred by pain, pleasure, and trying to be a cock ninja chick while cramped in a tight Lufthansa middle row seat and not get booted off an international flight. The train? Yeah. Different boyfriend. Fast forward a few years later or so. En route to Barcelona. Or maybe it was Amsterdam. It wasn't our fault my guy and I were assigned an otherwise all-male cabin room. It happened, surely. No? We tucked into our small twin bed on the bottom bunk and the two bunk bed cabin and dared each other not to squeeze, shudder, gasp, nor projectile shoot our lovely, lustful liquids on the guy sleeping just across from us. Ah, but the auto, the real wheels. Now, those may be innumerable, my dearest, but there's something so wrong and yet so very right about doing a real test drive while set in park. Passers-by only make that much more pleasurable. Sweet. Deviant. And perhaps even squishier? I actually have been cited by those of the security profession, but apparently they were human. They must have liked it and never even issued a warning. I'm so very... very, well, how uncommon is this really? Sex out loud. I mean, really. One cannot always find the right time and the comfort of one's home or that of another. It may not even be ideal,
depending on who you want to bang and who's actually available in your home. Especially so if those two are not mutually exclusive. Ah yes, Dear Diary. Sometimes sex on wheels is the only way at the time. And even if the sex out loud is rare, I believe it is precisely this rarity that elevates it to the status of a real Kodak moment. I'm glad you agree, my love. The end. I hope you all liked it, and I hope you have sex out loud. Good night.
Now that's better, baby. Why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is
down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily.
I'll never even get to see the same.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, everybody? This is like my first time ever playing guitar. Or is this bass or a guitar? I don't know what it is.
A
guitar. A guitar! Oh, yay! Ha ha! Okay, let's see how I do. One. Ow. Okay. One, two, three. That was so pretty! Oh my god. Okay, maybe not. I'm just gonna keep playing. I'm just trying to get my fingers going. Okay, let's get an expert. There we go. Okay. Chime in whenever I'm sucking really bad, which will be soon. Happy Wednesday, America. Rocking. Okay, I can't sing either. Fuck. Okay. That was my rendition of You Can Do It, Put Your Back Into It. This is my final jam thrust.
Do I get to win the prize? Well, sit down and we can talk about that, because I think you might have won, but I'm not sure. I think that was the preliminary interview.
Okay.
So what's your name?
Myself personally, I'm Sandra
London. Right, but I wasn't talking about you personally. I was talking about your, you know, those things.
Can you be more precise?
Well, that one there, and that one there, and that one there. Or they both have the same name?
Mip and Mop.
Mip and Mop?
Yes.
Okay, so actually, I'm not here to interview you, Sandra London. I'm here to interview Mip and Mop.
I pity that. Okay, well...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. So you can just... You don't mind hanging out while I interview them, do you?
I certainly shall not.
Okay, good. Because, you know... So, Mip.
Hello! How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Mip. I think that you're amazing, as is... And hello, Mop. How are you doing?
Hi. I know. We're amazing.
Yeah, I mean, what's it... That's right. Very active.
Woo!
So what's it like? What's it like hanging out with Sandra London?
You know, she's all right, but you know, we keep her up late for good calls, good reason, because we're more fun.
I see.
We like to be more sociable.
I see.
We like to get out and about.
So sometimes, like, you like to get about, and she just wants to sleep or hang out or do nothing.
So
something boring.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
How do you guys get out and about?
Oh, we bust our shirts and sweaters and sleeves. And,
oh yeah.
You know, boulevards and back alleys and what you call them.
So this is, what was your name again?
Mip.
That's Mip. Can I speak to? I want to speak to Mop. This is a question from Mop.
I'm Mop.
Mop, do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, I have plenty.
You do?
It depends on the day of the week.
Oh, so you have multiple boyfriends.
Which day's in a Y?
Well, who is more boyfriends, Mip or Mop?
Every day that ends in a Y, I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah, but who is more boyfriends, Mip, you, or your Mop?
Well, me, I have all the boys.
Oh, okay.
Me, I have all the girls.
All the girls, that's interesting. So you're both having fun, that is.
Totally.
Huh.
You are a very bright young man.
Yeah, I am. So what... Do you have a special cause that you both, because, you know, I heard that you
we
were...
We firmly believe in the prostate.
Firmly?
Firmly believe in the prostate, and we believe in tickling it because it is delightful.
Uh-huh.
And we also believe it promotes and stimulates good health and good living to tickle it and fondle it with our pointiness.
So so that's why you set up that charity fund for tickling prostates?
Yes, it's free prostate tickling day every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow, do both you, Mip, and Mop work on it, or just...
All three of us, you know.
All three of you?
Sometimes she's sleeping, but...
Right.
We do double duty because we're double D's.
Therefore,
you know, we do double shifts sometimes. So she can sleep, she can be fine, close her eyes, close her mouth, close her legs, mm-hmm. and we will do the rest.
And so that involves tickling a prostate.
Yes, it's for examination purposes.
Sure.
And it's delightful. The men love it, and you know, they come every year, every day.
Well, that's great. Do you ever feel like sometimes Sandra gets too much attention and you're not getting enough attention?
No. We're always the driving force behind her, even to be able to stand up every day. I mean, look at us.
Well,
we are actually, huge, okay.
Well, I can't really quite see.
To even be able to stand her right now,
uh-huh.
to be able to see her.
Well, it's kind of hard to see because you're...
Like, we propel her.
Uh-huh.
We are her motivating divine forces.
So basically, you're her muse, in a way.
She is our mule.
She's your mule?
In a way.
Wow, that's amazing. So she's your mule.
But we love her music there.
You love her music?
Mostly.
Wow, that's a mule, huh? It's amazing.
Kind. She's quite delightful though. Lovely girl.
So I heard you had another sister, who lives down. A little bit down there.
She's resting. She's very expensive.
She's very expensive.
Extremely.
So she can't wake her up?
You could. wallet, mister.
Oh, I've got a wallet. Let's see what I have in my wallet. Well, I don't know. Let's see.
It wouldn't be in cash, mother.
Oh, okay. It'll be a check?
No.
A credit card?
No.
A diamond?
A prenup.
A what? A prenup?
Oh,
a prenup. Okay, well... Well, you're the one's talking, so I shouldn't... So she's sleeping, she's not going to talk, she's... Well, that's fine.
Yeah, you have not been invited to speak with her just quite yet.
Okay, well, I heard I heard you and another sister.
Well, she's out back.
Right. Could you call her in?
She's still out back.
You don't want to call her in?
Men are already tending to her right now.
Men attending to her?
She's a little busy.
Oh, because... When we did this interview, I thought I was gonna.
Getting her hair done and puffed out and spread.
She's got her hair done. She's got hair and it's gonna.
I gotta dig in, you know, and get to the roots of the matter.
It's gonna be spread.
Just every now and again, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, this is how things happen.
Well, so this is MIP topping, right?
We speak collectively at times.
We speak collectively at times, because when I signed up for this interview, I heard that I was gonna speak to at least three sisters.
I believe you, indeed you have.
No, I've spoken to
You've
Mip.
Spoken with the mouth,
I've spoken to Mop.
And the nipples.
Oh, no, that's...
Mip, Mop, and Sandra. That's
okay.
All you need today.
Mip, Mop, and Sandra.
Yes, and your starting fee is going to be quite hefty to speak with the lady downstairs and lady out back. Oh, she's a little less, you know, impressive, but she's a bit engaged at the moment.
Oh,
you might need to come back later. Maybe get in line, take a card, take a number.
What
she was on 69 last week.
What number could I do to reach?
Well, she was at 69 last week.
Oh, so it's not a phone number. It's not a phone number I can call.
No, just a line.
I see.
I'm still selecting. It's going. She's done.
Enough with her, because...
Our interview is over.
Oh, okay.
Now,
well...
We'll be interviewing you shortly.
Okay, well, you can interview me anytime you want.
Thank you. We've had a delightful time.
Okay.
And we will tickle your whistles and whiskle your tinnels.
Yeah, well, I think that prostate campaign that you have...
And also give you a very delightful prostate exam. Yes, well, we will!
Well, I'm all open for any prostate exam you guys ever want to give.
We will be delighted.
I think most guys would be very happy to receive a prostate exam from you.
We've been told.
Okay, well, thanks. This is a wonderful interview, and you should be appearing on YouTube quite soon.
Good day to you.
Great.
Good day. Good day.
Well, great. Super. Bye.
I do this for my city. Is you with me? The ball with no hoop, but I got a photo shoot. Rilla on, did it come? Come around the loop, just let me be. Only then you'll see. I do this for my city, not for me. We will change it, such short notice. Like magic did, call it hocus pocus.
I do this for my city, is you with me? Music is the movement and we're moving kind of swift. We put the liquor in my liver, now I'm feeling kind of tipsy.
And this is for your DJ, tell him it's hope for some. Hit me, I be feeling like, boy, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, girl, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, boy, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, girl, I'm so on. Off the hook like a telephone.
I know what happened, sooner is better, better, better. One focused dream, boy, that's all that matters. A long road, where's the highway? Highway, keep going, yes, my way. No, but they getting it till it's most money. You don't tell me if you can't afford it, then I'm co-signing. Yeah, truth or dare, but the truth ain't never scared. Never scared. I do this for my city, I think that's why I'm here.
I do this for my city, is you with me? The music is the movement and we're moving kind of swift. We put the liquor in my liver, now I'm feeling kind of tipsy.
And this is for your DJ, turn it up for thumbs can hit me. I be feeling like, oh, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, girl, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, boy, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed. your telephone. Relax on, and this is on. One hit and I own. Shout it blowing up my phone.
Oh, happy home.
We getting on. I'm milking it till it's moan and drenching it till it's foam and telling them haters move on.
Move, 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 move.
Y'all carry on. I just do this forever long, forever on. Pop bottles and New Year is gonna be hard to swallow. Just hope they don't do this and womp womp like Apollo. Just move forward and like regret nothing. Don't think twice. You hear that sound? Relax on. Yep, I ring it twice. This shit's just from my city, city. I do it, don't mimic. I'm talking every city, town. As long as you with it, I'm in it. I get it finished. This is just the beginning. Yellow polo, yellow pumas. Again, I'm just a lemon. Sour as any feeling. I'm feeling like I'm gonna be winning. I do this for my city and whoever is in it.
I do this for my city. Is you with me? Music is the movement and we're moving kind of swiftly. Put the liquor in my lip, but now I'm feeling kind of tipsy.
And this is for your DJ. Turn it off, but some can hit me. I be feeling like, oh, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, girl. I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, oh, I'm so relaxed. I'm so relaxed, oh, girl. I'm so on off the hook like your telephone.
For my city, is you with me? The music is the movement and we're moving kind of swiftly. Put the liquor in my lip, but now I'm feeling kind of tipsy. Kind of tipsy.
Sexy made of perplexity disaster. Pushing and pulling, conservative rolling. Unlike plastic, easier to see through. Just like glass with no ring. Softer and sadder you sing. Sexy, sexy, do your thing. Learn to be shy and then you can sting. Plexi, plexi, bend, don't shatter. Once you're broken, shape won't matter. You're breaking your mind by killing the time that kills you. But you can't blame the time, 'cause it's only in your mind. Quickly, quickly grow, and then you'll know it's such an awkward show to see. And everyone you wanted to know, and everyone you wanted to meet, have all gone away. Well, they've all gone away. And now you're breaking your mind by killing the time that kills you. But you can't blame the time, 'cause it's only in your mind.
Mind.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.